Hello, Podmates! Welcome back to our episode with Colonel Francel Padilla, the first female spokesperson of the military, who is also a certified ethical hacker. Okay, I want to ask you now about your specialty. You know, you spent many years studying cybersecurity and yun nga, nagpunta ka pang Australia. When you went to Australia to study, it was to study...
I'm already a graduate of, Master's in Information Systems in UP. So when I went to Australia, sir, I had to take a different course and I had a heart to serving. So I took a Master's of International Development Practice.
Okay, so you have an international perspective as well because I want to ask you about this. Kasi sabi nga ni General Zagala, no? When you were appointed, sabi niya, one reason why you were chosen is because of that specialty in cybersecurity. You've had many years in that. You have a master's nga in information systems. Cyber warfare, of course, is a new theater of warfare. I was just reading an article about U.S. war planning naman, no? Kasi... U.S. and the Philippines are allies naman and common adversary is China. So they're planning, so war planning, you're imagining how, war will go against, your principal adversaries. Sabi ng FBI, no? Na in the U.S. that they believe that state-sponsored Chinese hackers are preparing to disrupt civilian infrastructure in the U.S. Ganun sila lalaban, no? In addition to, the hardware kind of fighting, with infantry and all of that, no? So, i-disrupt daw yung communication systems sa America, yung supply systems, transportation systems, airports, etc. They're preparing the U.S. for that, no? And ako naisip ko, tayo may problema din tayo sa China, and I suppose the Philippines is just as vulnerable as the U.S., if not more so, no? But I don't see that kind of conversation happening in the Philippines, no? About the possibility that China will try to disrupt, civilian infrastructure. But kayo, sa military, what should we be preparing for in these kinds of scenarios?
If we look at the Philippines, sir, it's two things. Una, hindi pa tayong ganun ka-integrated. So we're not like smart cities like, diba, pag sa Australia, pumunta ka, sir, nasa app mo na lahat eh. No, you can see the bus coming in. It's connected to the trains. Cashless society na sila, sir. They just pay by their cards, their phones. So, maraming ganun, sir. So, yung vector of attack sa kanila in terms of technology, mas malaki. Compared sa atin, sir, na hindi pa nga tayo ganun. We're still so much into cash and all that. But yung ngayon na nagiging payment system natin, kaya nakikita natin, marami tayong issues dyan, diba po, sa scamming in terms of our new payment system. But nagiging plus doon is hindi tayo ganun ka-connected pa. So, nang-work natin yung attack in certain clustered premises. Parang ganun siya. And like sa kanina, sir, pag na-penetrate yung system nila, pasok ka na sa banking system, pasok ka na sa... So, you can actually affect their economy. Diba? Sa atin, sir, ang attack vectors, in silos. Kasi nga, ganun din po yung mga systems natin. And then, another thing is that we are very, very heavily involved in social media. Diba? We used to be the text capital of the world. Ng text pala. So much more now, no? That we're involved so much in social media. And because we have a very big social presence, yung vectors of attacks din natin in terms of social engineering attacks, ang laki sir. Kaya diba, doon tayo tina-target. So we look at all of these things. And now, since the AFP, sa DND, sir, it was declared that the cyber is the fourth domain of operations along with land, air, and sea. Now, we created this unit that will handle cyber operations. Ang cyber operations kasi, sir, napakalawak niya. Hindi lang talaga siya sa cyber domain, but it also transcends to the physical domain. So, sir, premise is we do not reinvent the wheel. What the other countries has experienced and learned from, we can use that to leverage and not really start from scratch. So if you look at Estonia and the attack that was done in Estonia, they created a Tallinn manual out of that. So kasi Estonia, so talaga lahat automated na eh. No? It's somewhat like the e-government that we are envisioning now. So because they were attacked and they recovered from that, that's what we are also going to look into. Sir, yung magiging foundation natin on how to move forward with our technology and digitalization in the Philippines.
Okay, Colonel Padilla, you mentioned that, the Philippines is a very big social media country, ano? I mean, we're so immersed in it, no? All of us are doing social media. I want to ask you about TikTok, no? Kasi that's among the more controversial platforms. As you know, TikTok has been banned in some countries. India banned the platform altogether back in 2020. And you know, we know why, you know, because it's owned by China. Although, you know, TikTok executives tend to deny that. Pero, you know, a lot of governments around the world believe that it's owned and even controlled by China through a company called ByteDance, no? And some other countries have not banned the platform, but in their countries, but they banned it on government devices, no? Like the United States, no? The U.S. has banned the use of TikTok on devices in their military. Tayo ba sa dami ng gumagamit ng TikTok sa Pilipinas? You know, even government agencies post on TikTok. Media organizations like ours have a big TikTok presence. Should we be worried about TikTok?
Sir, kami no, for one, sa AFP ban po siya. So we are not allowed to use TikTok. For one, because it's an application made by China, but is not used by China. So that in itself, we say, don't figure. No? So yon. And I also have this advocacy of teaching about cybersecurity. San Hatsel, no? So I would go to the schools, I would go to embassies, cooperativa and everything, because yung know-how, yun sir ang kailangan na meron tayo, no? But alam natin how to prepare to protect ourselves, then collectively, sir, nakakaroon tayo ng barriers towards having a cyber-secured domain, no? So, yun ano dyan, sir, when we download applications, not just TikTok, ha? When we download applications, the question is, why does this application ask for certain permissions? Case in point, sir, for example, you download a flashlight app. Why would a flashlight app ask for permission to use your microphone, to view your contacts, to open your camera, to access it? You want to get on sale. Pero tayo kasi, because it's free and we want the service, we just say yes to everything without actually reading the fine print, right? So because of that, not just TikTok, but the free apps that we have in our gadgets, they have the capability to turn on our microphones, to look at us and watch us while we sleep and turn on our cameras, you know, access our SMS, send messages to our contacts because we gave them permission when we downloaded these applications. So kung mapapansin mo dyan, sir, yung phone mo ngayon, nasa tabi mo siya, you will be speaking certain words, and later when you open your Facebook, there will be sponsored ads that connects to something that you have said. So ang triggered siya, sir, keywords. So that is one of the ways na ng TikTok. So we educate people about it. Ganun din, sir, yung Alexa, yung Siri, no? Just simply having that device in your home and you speak with someone, a guest that came into your house, and then lo and behold, yung phone mo, sir, would be giving you ads that are related to topics and conversations that you had. So, ganun siya, sir. So, we have to be wary of what we download and what permissions we do allow.
Okay, that's good advice, no, Colonel? But I gusto ko na balikan yung sinabi mo. Just to clarify, sabi mo, you don't allow the use of TikTok in the military. I mean, specifically on military devices only, because I know you probably get like officially issued mobile phones, but everyone has a personal phone as well, no? Or they use their official phones also for personal reasons. I mean, is this a policy or is this something that you're just advocating na wag gumamit ng TikTok? Kasi sa ibang bansa may policy talaga, no? Na strictly enforced, no? Pero sa ating military ba talagang bawal? And then paano yan pinatutupad?
Yes, sir, we have a directive that we are not allowed to use TikTok, sir. So, yes, sir, we follow it at the letter and we caution every individuals on that.
So, that applies to even personal mobile phones?
Yes, sir.
Because I can imagine it's hard to monitor that, no? And it, so, ano to? Honesty system na lang, no?
Yes, sir. So dapat, sir, ano, hindi talaga. Sometimes, but sir, may mga commanders kami na yun yung magiging focus nila, sir, to really, you know, give the troops the idea of these directives to cascade it down to the lower units, yung mga ganyan. Meron po kami mga ganun, sir. So every morning, even our line units, yung mga master sergeant namin, sir, SM namin sa bawat units, they give talks to our troops on these directives that are coming out. So to remind them of what is allowed, what is not allowed, what are the new directives that are out there. So kasama naman yung mga yun.
Okay, I know you've studied hacking, no? And then I read somewhere you're a certified ethical hacker. I'm going to ask you later what that means and what your role would be as a certified ethical hacker. But related to that, no, I read an article in a tech website kind of pointing out, even criticizing the practice of many government agencies to use Gmail accounts, no, as their contact email addresses rather than yung official, you know, Philippine government domain accounts, no. And I checked yung AFP website, and even the AFP, no, the Public Affairs Office, uses a Gmail account as its main contact email address, no. And I'm wondering how you see the risk of doing this, if there's any risk at all in terms of like spear phishing, phishing, social engineering, and all of these other hacking methodologies.
Yes, sir. To put into perspective, sir, no, we have different networks in the AFP. No, so I cannot divulge on operational details, but we have an official AFP account. And you, sir, anything we transact officially, we use our AFP mail. No? So from government to government mail, yung again, mga counterparts namin, sir, US military counterparts, all other counterparts in terms of controllership and all those things. Yung Gmail namin, sir, is for ease of use to connect to the general public. So pwede kasi, sir, you mas madaling magpalitan ng mail through that if it is not classified. So anything that is classified, sir, we have certain networks that we are using and we are using, and we have a policy for that.
So there's no risk, for example, of like inserting an extra letter there in the, you know, paoafp@gmail.com, because that's usually, you know, one method of doing that. Just, and then for someone pretending to be your office and then trying to get information, let's say from, you know, journalists or whatever. I mean, you don't think there's a big risk of that happening?
Hindi naman natin matatanggal yung risk, sir. No? So, ang lagi namin sinasabi, there is no impenetrable system to a dedicated hacker. So, pag meron po talagang may gustong gawing anuman niya in the cyber domain, they can do it. It is just a matter of time. So, even our networks that we fortify, it's just on how we really put so much security measures in place. But to a dedicated hacker, sir, it will just take more time. So talagang we have to really fortify our defenses at the utmost. So foremost is education. So talagang turuan natin sila na, oh, pagka malicious yung email, hindi nyo kinala, huwag nyo nang i-click yung link. Huwag nyo nang i-open yung link. And really, really be wary of links, because actually, sir, talaga, link talaga ang salarin. Kaya nga po, yung telcos natin, nakausap na rin natin sila, and so we have really good partnerships with them. And now, sir, if you can notice, no, hindi na na-access ang link through SMS. No? So, yun yung mga securities that we are taking into play.
So, yun nga, no, in one of the profiles about you, you were called a certified ethical hacker. That's among your credentials. No? Totoo ba, Colonel? You're certified as an ethical hacker? I mean, ano bang ibig sabihin ito?
It's a training, sir, no? It's a training of how to hack systems. But you are certified that, you know, you passed the requirements of that. So there's an examination after the training, and it's internationally accredited. But actually, sir, honestly, it's a misnomer, because there's nothing ethical in hacking. It's termed ethical because the hackers, they wear three hats, no? So there's a black hat hacker. Yan po yung mga talagang sabi natin masasamang loob, no? I-hack ka nila, kukunin yung credit card details mo or anything to that effect, and, you know, sell it. And then the white hat hackers, that's the ethical hackers. I mean, if you're a bank, you would hire me and say, oh, this is my banking system. Can you please try to hack it any way you can? And then you tell them how you did it. And because of that, kasi meron kong laging butas yun, sir. Meron ng laging paraan to a dedicated hacker. So that you really would dedicate all the necessary ways you can do it and try to hack their system. And then you tell the bank, oh, hey, I did it somewhat like this and this. So you are weak in this sort of, your ports are open, something like that. No, so when we do that and tell them how to fortify themselves, that's the role of an ethical hacker.
Wow. Okay. I mean, it makes sense, no? Kasi syempre, parang tinetest mo yung sistema, no?
Yes,
somebody, and somebody has to be qualified, has to have the competence to do that, no? So, I get it. Kasi yung hacking skills can be used for both bad and good, di ba? And in your case, I mean, you're trained to make sure that systems are secure so that the bad guys aren't able to trespass, kumbaga. So, I want to thank you, Colonel, no, for this enlightening conversation and your time, for sharing your time. And most of all, thank you for your service. Colonel Francel Padilla, first woman spokesperson of the Armed Forces of the Philippines. Mabuhay kayo. Maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat, Sir Howie. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, Podmates. Download this episode so you can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Stay safe, Podmates.